Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. When I went to the grocery store last week, I was greeted at the door by a woman seeking signatures to place a political candidate on the upcoming congressional election ballot. I asked, "Where is this candidate from?" The campaign worker replied, "Our candidate is seeking the Democratic Party nomination for Congress. She is a Berkeley professor from the Bay Area." I commented, "I would really like to see someone from here represent the people of this community, not someone who isn't local." The response I got made me laugh. The woman replied, "Well, her father was a logger, and she is well qualified to represent the whole 1st District." I thought to myself, a political progressive Berkeley professor from San Rafael just doesn't have a clue about rural communities north of the Sonoma County line. Moreover, another academic without some years of real life and real world experience is the last person I would vote for economic recovery in a depressed rural area. What read good in the college paper is a long way from negotiating a business contract, navigating the ever-expanding litany of government regulations, and meeting the extensive list of employee requirements to bring large-scale employment back into this state. What sounds great in a written business plan put into a classroom exercise is a long way from practical application of big organization real life decisions. A person can study and read and think about all kinds of things, but leadership is learned from the University of Hard Knocks, not political activism studied in academia. I walked into the store barely holding back a large belly laugh. Her response, "Her father was a logger," proved my point. The choices for congressional representation from our North Coast region clearly show that our area has been totally disenfranchised by redistricting. We are not going to see a person elected in the 1st Congressional District who understands the North Coast. The eventually elected congressional representative will be part of the status quo in the tank California politicians. The progressive political machine is well oiled with individuals seeking power by perpetuating the politics of overregulation and special interest. It's all about power, retaining control in selected groups, and not about fixing the problems of our local area, our state, or our nation. I went to this prospective candidate's website to research her platform. The site recited the same political philosophy that has continued to plunge this area into a deteriorating economic whirlpool. There is nothing innovative or new. I found the site particularly interesting because it did not list specific accomplishments. It outlined a general background in small business development but didn't elaborate. Over the next few months, we'll see lots of appeals for money. We'll hear lots of words about how candidates will respond to the interests of all citizens. We will see all kinds of advertising about how the election will make a difference. We will listen to persuasive debates about issues impacting our lives. But when the smoke clears, another person will more than likely take office and immediately begin campaigning for re-election as an incumbent. By the way, I didn't sign the ballot petition. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.